Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this latest edition of the JF Interview. I'm delighted to share with you that my guest today is Stephen Rosen. Stephen is the CEO and founder of Star Results, and he's based in Toronto. Welcome, Stephen.
Jonathan, glad to be speaking to you again. I always look forward to it.
Well, you're always welcome, Stephen. I wanted to get you in, really, to talk about this super new initiative that you've launched, new virtual training program aimed specifically at sales leaders, but I'm not going to elaborate and spoil it for the listeners. So go ahead. Can I ask you, first of all, what prompted you to take this route specifically? Is it, as I suspect, some frustration with the quality of today's sales managers?
Well, that certainly is a big part of it. My focus is on sales leadership. That's what I personally enjoy. And I guess, as you know, we've talked about the challenges that sales managers face. And, you know, sometimes I try to take a very simple look at you know, what's going to make things tick. And what I've realized is, at least all the data and my personal experience leads us to believe that great sales coaches drive great performance. And, you know, the data I've done some research. I look at other forms of research. When I kicked off this year, there was a great piece done by Sales Mastery, which is, as you know, Jim Dickey. And he had asked the question of sales leaders asking what their biggest barrier to making their sales numbers in 2018 was, or were, I guess, because there was multiple things. And the number one area that came up was suboptimal coaching. So, you know, it reinforces and fuels me. And I realize that most companies are not investing in that area. So, certainly some are, and the data is under 50% invest in ongoing development. So I've tried to make it a mission. So I look at how I can personally impact and feel good about what I do. That's one area that, interestingly enough, I believe is the what I call the silver bullet in sales management. Because, you know, in sales, it's multiple things. But sales management, if you can effectively coach, you can drive your business.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, there's as you suggest, there's an awful lot of very substantial research that's been carried out in the last 2 to 3 years, specifically by, of course, Dave Curlin at Objective Management Group and CSO Insights. And I mean, some of the numbers that I've seen this year have really surprised me. For example, Dave Curlin has suggested from his research that less than 6% of sales managers are qualified to do their job or have the appropriate level of experience. And, you know, coming back to your coaching theme, it's pretty evident that, you know, the one skill that a sales manager stroke leader, although I hesitate to call most of them leaders, are lacking and missing from their tool set is coaching. And yet it is, of course, the most important, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, my concern is that if most companies are not doing it, how do sales managers who want to take control of their own development get access to programs that are provided to Fortune 500 companies? And hence my initiative to take what I do at Fortune 500 companies and offer it virtually and online, I guess, being one and the same, breaking it down step by step to help managers understand a methodology. And any methodology you use, whether it's in sales or coaching, by following a methodology, you're going to get better results. And that's been proven out as well. So I think my methodology is great, but regardless, any methodology you follow, when you're following a coaching approach or selling skills, you're going to get better results. So we're offering it to sales managers at a crazy price and really trying to help them or provide them resources that they can access and take it upon themselves, if their company's not going to do it, to become a great coach. And there's no excuses for managers to not invest in themselves, because they look that they make good money. There's tons of upside if their team performs in terms of bonus and incentives. So I'm trying to make it easy. I'm trying to make it my mission to create great coaches out there, as many of your colleagues and mine are doing as well.
Well, absolutely. And I think also, we've talked about evidence and research. I think there's considerable evidence to suggest that the most successful managers are the ones that do not sit around waiting for someone else to make them successful. And they're adopting the mantra, if it's to be, it's up to me. And so, I mean, this is really playing into your hands. I mean, tell us about the program. Is it pre-recorded, Stephen?
Yeah, it's videotaped, and I run through. I have a 5-step methodology in focused sales coaching, and I run through the whys and what fors in terms of coaching, but go through my methodology in a sort of step by step fashion. We did it in a very cool way where, I guess it's not all me. We interject slides with speaking and a talking head. But the beauty is, sales managers are busy. So to pull them off for a day in the field, or from a day in the field, versus being able to do it at your leisure and come back to it, is a very simple approach. So there's 10 chapters, all videotaped, and we also provide tools to help the manager implement their system. So, my belief is that coaching without a plan is flavor of the day coaching. So we help managers build a development plan for each of their reps. The start of a year, of course, is a great time to do that because it has an impact throughout the year. And my belief is, if you focus on one or two areas for improvement and are able to impact those through effective coaching in the course of a year, you're going to impact each of your salespeople's performance dramatically. Because it's not making great change. If someone needs great change, then they're probably not the right person. But by improving, 1-2% increments, maybe 5-10% increments, those multiply into sales. So, if you're managing a I don't know, $30 million region, and you're able to increase, by 10% through improving your rep's performance, that's $3 million more sales.
Yeah, absolutely. And presumably, I mean, it's obviously self-paced, isn't it? So that, any one of them, I call them students, if you like, that can go back and revisit any of these stages they wish.
And that's the beauty of virtual training. There is a print off binder, if you like, but the beauty is, if you say, hey, you know what, I'm having trouble in asking effective questions, or I'm having challenges on what I call, developing a self-directed plan of action, which is the rep actually driving their own. So you can go back and look at it, see, oh, what did Steven say here? And as you know, Jonathan, I'm not, I try to keep things simple and put them in a short, sharp approach where it's clear, defined, and the manager can then go back and try to implement it over the course of time. Access is a year. Some students have asked me for, continued access. I don't mind to provide that, and it's a great way to learn. Going back and forth. This learning in one day tends to dissipate very quickly. We know the studies say that training dissipates within 30 days. The beauty of having it virtual is, as you said, your own time. And you can go back and review countless times.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any individual additional input over and above students just working their way through the program?
What do you mean by input, Jonathan?
I mean, are you available for one-on-one coaching as incremental to the cost of the package?
That's a great question. Yes, I am, and initially, as a launch, we're offering a free coaching session to help students, once they've done it, to make sure they're effectively implementing. Because at the end of the day, to train someone without an opportunity to get feedback on how they're doing, it tends to dissipate. So, we'll see how that goes. We're offering it for next month and a half. And the key is, and if someone wants to, we certainly have a program that takes that same virtual training and adds on a couple things. One is an assessment, two is coaching. So we have flexible options to ensure that someone is getting the best out of the methodology. And if it means supporting it with coaching, that's what I do best. And that's what works best. But as an initial offering, getting the methodology is key. And of course, making it work in the field is the next step. So yes, we do offer, actually, there's a couple options.
And I think what we should share with the listeners is that you've created this program based on how many years' experience selling into Fortune 500?
Well, it comes from actually hard to believe, even though, because I sound like I'm probably 22, but 25 years of one being in a sales leadership role, and the last 15 or 16 years providing this to Fortune 500 companies. We've probably worked with, I don't know, 20 or 25 of those companies, and it's on an ongoing basis. I mean, my belief is you want to continually reinforce coaching. And what we've done is we've taken best practices, because always the challenge, even when you train face to face, is how do you make it tick? And we've incorporated those tools to help the manager really implement the system. As I said, there's a coaching development document. There's a Excel spreadsheet where the sales manager plans their timeout. And as we know, I always talk about the Stephen Covey Big Rocks presentation, that if you're not planning your coaching time, and everything else gets that your coaching time gets displaced with meetings and other things, my belief is that you start planning your coaching time early in the year, at least 3 to 6 months out, so you're committed to being out in the field, and that becomes your big rock, where it's going to have the biggest impact on your performance. And we also provide managers with a field observation report. So we're giving them the tools they need to be successful.
Absolutely. Before we come on to discussing price, really, as a final part of our discussion, isn't it important to reiterate, Stephen, that whilst so much of your experience has been in the Fortune 500 environment, should we not really confirm that this program is equally suitable for any enterprise, managers coming from any enterprise organization or mid-range or indeed SMB?
100%. In fact, that's the beauty of it. And, I have certain expertise in certain industries, but as I've crossed over industries, the issues with people are the same or similar, pretty much the same. And size of company doesn't really matter, because coaching is a one-on-one activity. So the beauty of taking this is, one, we've refined best practices over time. And its applicability is, if you have 3 reps, 5 reps, 10 reps in a company, it really doesn't matter. If you've got one manager, where I see the issue is in smaller companies where there isn't a training group there, and even in some large companies that they may have training, but not for managers. Managers are not getting that training they deserve and need to be successful. So, I do it with larger companies, but being able to offer this to the individual sales manager, or to a small company, or to a large company, and someone just wants to, get ahead of the game and refine their skills and become a really strong sales coach, it's offered to the gamut. So there's no way I can reach everybody through my efforts. The beautiful thing about online is you can reach a much bigger audience and offer tremendous value to people who you just don't come across.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you're dying to share with us what fantastic value this is, so go ahead.
Well, one, we want to make it reasonable for everybody, and I'm somewhat uncomfortable talking price, but I guess price is an important one. We generally sell it for $200 as an introductory offer. We're selling it for $49.
Good grief.
There's, we make it risk-free in several ways. One, if you're not happy within 30 days, there's a 100% money back guarantee. If you want to just preview the course, you can preview 3 chapters. You don't have to give a credit card. And as an introductory offer, I'm also going to throw in a one-on-one laser coaching session. It's a short session, but it's there and best used once you've completed the program to ensure that you're effectively implementing all the different steps. And we usually charge over $400 for a one-on-one session. So I've tr really tried to make it a no-brainer and make it easy for managers to become successful. And I almost feel it's a mission where I've talked about this for years, and now I'm offering the tools and technology to support that to create great coaches. So I don't think there's any manager out there who can afford a $49 investment that's guaranteed. To guaranteed one from a risk perspective, and two that has the upside for them to increase their sales 10, 15, 20%. So this is exciting. I'm excited about it, and I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and to get the word out.
Well, it's incredible value, Stephen. Absolutely incredible. Okay, so we're hooked and we want to buy. What's our next step?
Well, it's very simple. I have a obviously, a website. You can go to my website at www.starresults and go to our training for managers. And it is called Sales Manager Coaching Program. And it'll take you to an LMS site. We're on a best-in-class learning management system called Thinkific. And there's a variety of options there. If you click on the training option, it'll take you right to focused sales coaching, and you can read about it. There's a couple of videos you can watch, and by all means, if you want to preview the first three chapters, go ahead and do that. If you want to buy, there's tremendous value to purchasing it. It's almost a no-brainer, but you see for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is a no-brainer. Absolutely. Stephen, okay, look, we wish you the very, very best of luck with this most excellent initiative. And it's, you're preaching to the converted with me, and you know
Yes,
that.
I
And
know that.
we
Yes.
should really be preaching to everyone out there. Anyone in a senior sales role that's thinking about getting into management, take on board the skills before the output's required, is my advice. But
Even better.
certainly established managers and new managers alike, this really is an excellent opportunity, and I highly recommend it. Not only because of its clearly of its relevance right now, but also I've known Stephen quite a number of years now, and everything that he's produced has been a very, very high quality. So I have absolutely no hesitation in giving this my personal recommendation. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us.
Jonathan, thank you for having me, and I appreciate your leadership in the area of sales and, of course, sales management, which you've been an incredible proponent of. So thank you, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Stephen. Okay, listeners, hope you enjoyed that. Short, sharp, and extremely succinct as usual. Do get over there, go and have a look, buy it, and improve your results. Less than 50% of frontline sales professionals are going to do their number in 2018. We've got to change that for 2019. If it continues in this downward spiral that we're witnessing at the moment, as I have said often enough, not only in JF in interviews, but also everywhere else I write, if it continues within 3 or 4 years, we're going to be below 40%. We're going to witness the end of the sales space as we know it. And sales managers have got to stand up and they've got to take full responsibility. And I think this is just one initiative that's going to help them. Thank you again for joining me. Bye bye now.